Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the November 14th session of Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Okay. Would you want to read these items together?
Yes.
Right.
Item 1084, consider the proposal of Casey Murray, Castaway Bronze, LLC, and the recommendation from the hearings officer for approval to change the comprehensive plan map designation from industrial sanctuary and the zoning map designation from IG1, General Industrial 1, to Central Employment and EXD, Central Employment, with design overlay for the property located at 1900 Northwest 18th Avenue, LU131821870CPZC. Item 1085, amend the comprehensive plan map designation and change zoning of property located at 1900 Northwest 18th Avenue at the request of the property owner, Casey Murray, Castaway Bronze, LLC, LU131821870CPZC.
Do you have any opening comments before we call on the city attorney and the staff to start the process?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I have several procedural announcements that I'm required by state law to make. These concern the kind of hearing we're having today, the order of presenting testimony, and some guidelines for presenting testimony. First, this is an evidentiary hearing. This means that you may submit new evidence to the council in support of your arguments. In terms of order of testimony, testimony concerning the hearings officer's recommendation will be heard as follows. We'll begin with a staff report by BDS staff for approximately 10 minutes. Following the staff report, the council will hear from interested persons in the following order. The applicant will go first and will have 10 minutes to address the council. After the applicant, the council will hear from individuals or organizations who support the applicant's proposal. Each person will have 3 minutes. Next, the council will hear from any persons or organization who oppose the applicant's proposal, and each person will have 3 minutes. And if there was testimony in opposition to the applicant's proposal, the applicant will have 5 additional minutes to rebut testimony given in opposition to that proposal. The council may then close the hearing and deliberate. The council may vote today. Actually, the council will not vote today on the hearings officer's recommendation or the ordinance that would implement the hearings officer's recommendation if approved. The ordinance is a non-emergency ordinance, and both the recommendation and the ordinance need to be voted on together, so both would be carried over to the time of the second reading for the ordinance. In terms of guidelines for presenting testimony, any letters or documents you wish to become part of the record should be given to the council clerk after you testify. Similarly, the original or copy of any slides, photographs, drawings, maps, videos, or other items you show to the council during your testimony, including PowerPoint presentations, should be given to the council clerk to make sure they become part of the record. Any testimony, arguments, and evidence you present must be directed toward the applicable approval criteria for this land use review or other criteria in the city's comprehensive plan or zoning code that you believe apply to the decision. And BDS staff will identify the applicable criteria as part of their staff report. You must raise an issue clearly enough to give the council and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue. If you don't, you won't be able to raise the issue before on appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals. And finally, if the applicant fails to raise any constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with enough specificity to allow the council to respond, the applicant will be precluded from bringing an action for damages in circuit court. And that concludes the announcements I need to make.
Thank you. Do any council members have potential conflicts of interest or ex parte contacts to report?
Nope.
Won't hear any. All right. And anything further before we call on Ms. Kate?
I just have one question. Looking for the materials, am I correct that we received no opposition to this request?
There have been some concerns expressed. I'm not sure whether they rise to the level of opposition.
Okay. Sylvia, come on up.
Good
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Sylvia Cate. I'm here to represent to you the hearings officer's recommendation to you for this application. And just so you know, Bob Haley is here if you have any questions about transportation as related to this case, and also the applicant's traffic engineer, Julia Kuhn from Kittleson, is also here if you have any questions about transportation. Castaway Bronze owns and operates a 10,000 square foot site. That site is currently zoned General Industrial 1, and it's located within the Northwest Plan District. Castaway proposes to rezone the site to EXD. They operate an event venue at the site. There is no new development proposed, and Castaway seeks to continue its existing use upon an approval of their request. Here you see listed the applicable approval criteria. The very first one for comp plan map amendments requires an analysis that on balance the proposal is consistent with and supportive of Portland's comprehensive plan. On balance means that sometimes some policies have more weight in relation to the proposal than others. Because this application requests a rezone from industrial lands, the hearings officer gave a lot of weight to Goal 2, urban development, and in particular, Policy 2.14, industrial sanctuaries, and he found on balance that the request was still consistent. Related findings under Goal 6, transportation, were also considered crucial because the criteria also look at an analysis of what the impact is on freight movement and traffic that's related to the surrounding industrial uses or adjacent. Also, there's a key criterion in a zoning map amendment that adequate services must be available. All of the service bureaus responded with either no concerns or an affirmation that services were available. So here is a zoning map. It's a 10,000 square foot lot. As I mentioned, it's highlighted for you there. It's developed with a 10,000 square foot building, so it literally has 100% building coverage. And as I mentioned, it's located in the Northwest Plan District transitional sub-area. Here's what the proposed zoning looks like per the request. And I want to spend just a couple of slides talking about the Northwest District Plan, which was adopted by Council in 2003. Within that plan, a portion of the overall district was identified as a transition sub-area with policies noting that the expectation of this particular area will slowly transition over to mixed employment uses and likely get rezoned to EXD over time. And you can see the relationship of the site specifically within that sub-area. The hearings officer recommends approval. He recommends this with no conditions. And we will now do a virtual site tour in our silent helicopter. We're hovering over this site, which you see is highlighted red there. And this is to just show its relationship, central city boundaries. And there is a boundary for Guilds Lake Industrial Sanctuary. So this site is located in that transitional area, and it's close to other large swaths that are zoned EXD. This is a view of the site and the building on it. This building was constructed in 1929, and this particular architectural form is called Garage Generic, but it actually became an architectural vernacular of that era. If you look around, the city and some of the older industrial areas, you will notice a number of buildings in this architectural style with the pilasters, large bay windows, and that rhythmic fenestration that goes along the facades. I think the applicant might be interested, perhaps. This is a view showing the building in context. We're looking southeast from almost 19th Avenue. This is a view. I've got the zoning map up in the corner with an arrow so you can see the direction the photographer is facing. This shows a couple of adjacent buildings. The building on the left is in the EXD zone. The building on the right is in the IG1 zone. Here's another look. The two buildings we just saw in the previous slide are here. You can see the context of how the subject site fits in. And this is a final view. You see that iconic arch of the Fremont Bridge in the background. This particular area, as you can see from the zoning map, has a number of flyover ramps from I-5 going over to 405. So a lot of them are elevated, and it makes a pretty interesting pedestrian experience with the traffic up above your head, a little bit south of this site. I also wanted to just make a note that there is an existing bicycle facility on Northwest 18th. And during my formal site visit, I saw 5 bicyclists in about half an hour go by. I was very impressed. They did not seem to have any qualms at all about going through an industrial area. And this particular area, it has fairly quiet streets given the immediately surrounding uses.
If I ask, are those old streetcar tracks or train tracks?
I believe they...
Spurs there, yeah. Probably freight spurs there.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's what they are.
Yeah.
That concludes my presentation, but I would like to address the question you raised, Commissioner. There were some concerns raised to the hearings officer after he analyzed those concerns. He felt that they didn't really rise to opposition, so he determined that this is an unopposed case and moved forward with it. Are there any other questions for staff?
I wasn't here. I think most of us weren't here in 2003 when that transition area was formalized. So I guess I'm just trying to understand the planning context a little more. Is it fair to say that that was sort of a realistic triage of which areas would be truly still viable as industrial sanctuary given the likely kinds of industrial uses that we'll need in the next 25, 30 years versus these smaller sites somewhat chopped up by infrastructure and the rail line and so forth that are not, you know, commercially viable as industrial uses, and that was the rationale behind the
exactly.
transition area. Yeah.
There are a number of sub-districts within the plan. Some are specifically for industrial uses, but given the existing uses and how that area, just its location, it's so close to the central city, EXD, to the east and west, there was a directive, Policy 13, in the Northwest District Plan where that city council directed the Planning Bureau to consider creating a transitional sub-area in recognition that precisely what you said, there are no large parcels there. The existing uses would be allowed in either zone, and mm-hmm. you just don't have large vacant sites in that particular area.
Yeah, obviously the worry on the other side of the ledger would be that we would just, you know, incrementally nibble away at the industrial sanctuary, and so over time it would go away, and that's a concern. I think none of us would want to see that happen, assuming there's still a need for large floor plate industrial stuff.
Right.
When I was on the council, we had a very large, very contested land use case about a half a mile from here where a Costco was proposed inside the boundaries of the industrial sanctuary, and the council, I think, did the right thing and denied that. So, you know, not very far from here, but a different situation because it's a much larger site and right on Highway 30. And so I think I see the point here
very
of the policy.
Very different context in the both the development pattern and the uses there. I should also just note that with the Northwest Plan District, zoning regulations were adopted specifically for this district and specifically for this transitional sub-area because one of the concerns is EX allows residential. And so there was a large concern that, well, if we allow this to go to AXD, there might be an overwhelming amount of residential development right adjacent to industrial, and that's not a good fit, not a good mix. So there are caps in the zoning code specifically for sites in this transitional sub-area that says you can only have residential uses 20% of your entire floor area. In this situation, not that the applicant's proposing any development now, but let's say 15 years from now, all the players change, someone wanted to come in and redevelop this site from scratch, they would be limited to that 20% residential allowance, which here calculates out to be roughly 6 or 7 units total, once you figure out the standard market rate size and deduct for hallways and common areas. So I think those concerns were anticipated back then, and those regulations were put in place to help keep this transitional area in an employment standing, but not get overwhelmed with the associated residential use that could be allowed.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. Very helpful. Other questions from Sylvia? Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And do we have a presentation from the applicant? Good catch.
Yeah, thank you. I was more worried about my leg. So I'm Christy White, representing the applicant, and I first want to thank BDS and PBOT for their hard work on this application and the management of the process. We have very little to say here today. We, of course, accept the staff report and the hearings officer's recommendation. The zone change to EXD will allow this existing business to continue on its successful path in a 1929 warehouse that it has restored. And at the same time, we'll continue to permit, if in the future circumstance dictates, industrial uses like manufacturing and production. The venue is highly consistent with the Northwest plan policies for the transition subarea. And I would also just add a little context in the record, too, with regards to traffic. The traffic report was scoped by PBOT, and it was accepted by PBOT and ODOT. And it demonstrates that this zone change has absolutely no impact on the transportation facilities in the area and that a reasonable worst-case scenario of full development actually reduces the trip generation on the site by one trip. So there was a pretty compelling finding of no impact. It's also not on any of the regional truckways, priority truck streets, major truck streets, trucks access streets, or freight streets. So there's no impact with regards to the industrial traffic in the area as well. So that's all I'll say unless you have any questions of us.
Okay, great. Any questions from Ms. White? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else here to speak in support of the application?
No one signed up.
And then how about anyone signed up in opposition?
No.
Okay, then I think we're ready to close the public hearing.
That's right.
And we can make a tentative decision awaiting findings, correct?
You could take a tentative vote on the hearings officer's recommendation. You would continue it to next week or whenever it will be set for a vote on the ordinance.
Next week soon enough, given that we don't have to modify anything?
That's fine.
Okay, so I'm ready for a motion if someone has one ready.
Move adoption of the hearings officer's recommendation.
Second.
And so that motion for a tentative decision approving the recommendation to come back to the council next week with the ordinance and findings?
Correct.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Novick?
Attentive aye.
Fritz?
Well, thanks to staff in Development Services and the Bureau of Transportation, as well as to the applicant. When you have a hearing like this where nobody's testifying in opposition or in favor, it shows that there's been a lot of work done ahead of time to work through all of the issues, with some interesting comments from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability regarding the industrial lands inventory. And so I think that's probably for an issue for another time in our discussions on West Hayden Island and on the comprehensive plan process. But on balance, I agree that the comprehensive plan is met by this application, and I very much appreciate all the work on all sides. Aye.
Fish?
Once again, thanks to Sylvia and the whole team for a superb presentation. And to those members of the public that are here and wondering why this is so devoid of drama, I would just want to just comment that one of our jobs at this stage is to hear from people that are opposed and to make sure that we're not missing something. So in the absence of that, we would have to actually manufacture something. The record before us is quite clear. So thanks for all the good work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
This is a great creative reuse of an old building, great venue. So I'm happy to see this application. Glad that it makes this particular business more viable, and appreciate the remedial understanding, building my remedial understanding of how that transition area came into being. This certainly seems completely consistent with it. Aye. And so these will return, right? The second item's continued for a week?
Well, it moves to second reading.
So we'll set both of those for next week?
Correct.
Okay. You can do it time certain?
They can't keep them on next Thursday, but they can be on the next Thursday's regular agenda.
Yeah, next regular agenda. Okay. Thank you all very much, and we are adjourned.
No,
sorry, recessed, because we've got a 3 o'clock time certain.
I may be a few minutes late because I've got a retirement.
Okay. Healthcare.